I thought the number two guy was going to be Jalen Duren, but after watching him in the playoffs, that clearly wasn't the case. He was during the season, but they need somebody who's going to be that way throughout. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Doug will be back on Monday's program. Kang and Bobby behind the glass. Gator taking your calls. 248-539-9797. Same number to text as well. And we'll go to Steven in Detroit. Steven, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good show. So I think it's pretty straightforward, and we're probably going to all talk in circles until we see what ultimately happens. But at the end of the day, if they don't make a move here, and I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, it's got to be a shooter, clearly, and we're probably going to re-sign Duren, and it's going to be what I hope to be Trey Murphy. I don't know how we're not going to demand that Langdon's job is called for, because at the end of the day, as it sits right now, and let's assume Duren comes back, all things being equal, we're probably 5 to 10% better on the margins as it stands. And Indiana's going to be back and healthy this year. Boston will be healthy. We'll see what LeBron does if he goes back to Cleveland. Miami's a better team now. So if we struggled against Orlando and we struggled against Cleveland in the playoffs last year, all things considered, how could anyone call this offseason a success if there's no major move made in this offseason? You know, some people are calling in and saying they hope that it happens. I take the approach, and I know I'm more aggressive and I'm more type A whenever I call into the show. But just from my perspective, we've got to be demanding more from this team and from management. And if it doesn't happen, could you just imagine that Langdon press conference, him talking about we tried, the options were there, but it was too expensive. It would be so unfortunate if we do not go and get better based on what we have potentially in front of us right now with a young lineup that could really do something over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I guess, and I understand what you're saying, and it's very measured, and I appreciate that. And I'm thinking about, okay, if there's a press conference that happens after all the dust clears and they just brought back Jalen Duren and the players they acquired, that's what they got going here. And they don't add a Trey Murphy or something like that. If he mentions that, yeah, we were, somebody says, well, you're not Jalen Duren. Yeah. Or Jalen Brown. Yes. We talked to Boston. But Boston wanted more than just a package of draft picks, and we didn't have the players that they wanted. Were you in on Kawhi Leonard? Well, we kicked the tires on Kawhi, but it was clear that Kawhi didn't want to play here. He wanted to play in Toronto. He wanted to go back where he had started. Okay. Then that's out. You know what I mean? Like if there's obvious explanations, or, hey, were you in on so-and-so? Yeah, we were, but they wanted Asar Thompson, and that was almost a non-starter for us because it was Asar Thompson and 3 first-round picks or whatever the case is. I think there's explaining out of it, but I get to this point. If this is all it is, it's a disappointing offseason. I will absolutely agree with that. And then you close the book on the offseason, then you get to the regular season. And then the next big step is trade deadline again next year. And maybe it's just clearing up space that you have going into it, and that you can be a player at the trade deadline. But then if it's a bad offseason, if this is all we see in the offseason, and you get to a trade deadline and there's no moves made at the trade deadline, then it's like, okay, both opportunities there came and went by the wayside.
So I'm glad you brought up the trade deadline. So no matter what happens this offseason and they go into the 26-27 season with a roster, that might not be the final roster when the season's all said and done. The trade deadline is a big part where, let's say Trey Murphy doesn't get moved this summer, he could get moved during the season. If the Pelicans are terrible and they're finally like, all right, that's enough is enough. We got to get assets back and we'll want to move Murphy, and Langdon gets Murphy. That's one option. Okay. But before we get to that point, I would address, like, if this is a team that's going to start the year, including Duren coming back, I would be disappointed that they didn't get that true viable second scoring option, but I wouldn't be demanding for, like, I don't know if he said demanding for answers, demanding his job. I don't want Trajan Langdon fired. That's a bit of an overreaction for a guy who took over a team that won 14 games.
No, there's another piece yet to fall for, like, that's why I brought up the
no, but I thought the caller, yeah. He was like, you know, he even said he's admittedly aggressive. Yeah. Like, what did he said demanding? Demanding what? Like, his job? Do you want Trajan Langdon fired if they don't get anybody else? I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's crazy.
But it would be a it'd be a disappointing offseason that they didn't add the number two that we all thought, okay, let's add the number two. Even though what he said after the season was, we're going to add shooters and ball handlers. And they've added shooters for sure, and perhaps ball handlers to a degree.
And I don't, and listen, I don't usually play this card, but you can't force a trade. Like, if another team wants right. too much or doesn't want to trade somebody, there's nothing you could do about it. It sounds, all signs pointing to, they really were going after Austin Reeves. And then the Lakers got put in a spot where they probably paid Austin Reeves more than they wanted to. They said, screw it, we're just going to, you know, max him out. We're not letting him hit the market because Detroit's going to go after him. If that was plan A, what's plan B, C, and D, right? Like, yeah. is it Tyler Hero? I don't know. Because we focus on Trey Murphy, but it could just be Tyler Hero.
It could
Hero.
Be Tyler Hero, and that would make this team better.
It
but
would.
I'd still be a little bit underwhelmed, but I think that they would definitely be a better team than what we saw.
Listen, he can't play defense that well, but he brings ball handling and shot-making ability.
There, then that's an improvement. Chuck is in Canton. Chuck, welcome to 97.1. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I was good. I was going to talk about the USA soccer game last night.
Go ahead.
So I'm a soccer referee, asked me, and I think it should have been yellow. That was 100% a foul, but it should have been a yellow.
Yeah, why do you think they gave him the red card in that?
All right, so especially with the VAR, they love to go by the book. What does the book say? If it was a dangerous play, and how dangerous was it, then it's an automatic red.
So, I mean, I guess when you watch that play again, you see Balogun, the first thing that happens in the sequence is that he kicks the calf of the player, and then the foot just kind of comes down to rest on the ankle slash side of the foot of the player as he's going down. Is the strike of the calf, is that enough to say that's a dangerous play, let alone the rest of it?
Because the ball wasn't in the area where the feet were, and he wasn't really going for the ball. He was just in the path of the Bosnian player, was just in the path of our player. And our player wasn't paying attention to it.
And what about, you know, I was reading comments from the former player Henry, Thierry Henry, who said that, says, where is the player supposed to put his foot there in that situation? Like, that, there has to be some common sense and used is what he said. Have some common sense. What's he supposed to do?
And then at that point, with the VAR, there is no common sense. They do it what it's the book. That's why the ref didn't give him a red card and or a yellow card at the exact moment.
Yeah.
Because that's where the human aspect is it.
All right, thanks
for me,
And so you would have given him a yellow card, not a red card.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Chuck. I appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Lots of people want to talk Pistons. Still want to talk World Cup. We can do that. We've got some Red Wing stuff we want to get to. Will Birchfield did an interesting article on 97.1.com. You can check that out. We're going to get to that a little bit. And oh, by the way, all the Tigers did was sweep the Yankees in New York. That's pretty great. All that and more coming up next year, 97.1.